Welcome you to tonight's broadcast on Brashear Tiger Network between the Brashear Tigers and Brevier Wildcats. We're just about ready to start tonight's game. Tonight's girls' game on the floor for the Tigers is Emily Ladwig, Caroline Slavin, Jesse Hill, Cassie Wood, and Adrian Mountain. Tigers control the ball from the tip-off. Hill will bring the ball the other way. Comes across the timeline to the top of the key where the dribbles over the right wing. Around the corner, over the right corner. Drives towards the lane, and she's fouled. Scratch that. I think she walked with it. So it'll be Atlanta's ball. Bevere's ball, that is, and they'll come the other way. Ashenfelder brings it across the line to the top of the key, covered by Hill. Bounce passes over the left wing. It's nearly stolen by Cassie Woods into the left blocks, covered by Slavin. Inbounds it into the paint. The shot is up and no good. Rebound, Bevere. Kicking foul called on the Tigers. It'll be Bevere's ball under the basket. Inbound to Alfenfelder, the back door. Shot is up and good. 5 minutes, 11 seconds left in the first period. Bevere with the advantage, 2-0. Cassie Woods brings it across the timeline, over to the top of the key, passes to Jesse Hill in the right-hand corner. She dribbles into the lane. Backs out to Adrian Mountain. Pass isn't on target and goes out of bounds. It'll be Bevere's ball. Ashenfelder will bring it back the other way. Comes across the timeline, dribbles over the right-hand wing, back at the top of the key, back over to Ashenfelder at the right wing. She dribbles into the baseline, the right blocks, loses the handle on it. Be a jump ball situation. Bevere's ball out of bounds under the basket. Inbounded over to the right-hand corner. Shot is up and no good. Out of bounds. No. Brashear with the rebound. Hill will bring it back the other way. She comes across the timeline. Back out to Cassie Wood. Right wing. She dribbles around the horn along the baseline. Kicks it out to Adrian Mountain. And I believe she's fouled. Foul is on number 11, Brittany Smith. That's her first foul. It'll be Brashear's ball out of bounds. Inbounded to Jesse Hill. She shoots. Shot's no good. Bevere with the rebound. Ashenfelder brings it across the timeline, the top of the key. Pass over the right wing. She looks to pass it in to the paint. They bring it back out to Ashenfelder. She squares up, and her shot is good. 3:56 in the first period. Bevere with the advantage, 4-0. Cassie Woods bringing it across the timeline over the right corner. Passes it to Hill, but Bevere knocks it out of bounds. Brashear will retain possession of the ball. Slavin will inbound it on the far side. She passes it into Cassie Woods over on the right wing. She'll drive the baseline, kicks it back out to Jesse Hill, who loses the handle on it, goes out of bounds. It'll be Bevere's ball. Ashenfelder walks it up towards the timeline covered by Jesse Hill. Looks to drive the lane, but blocked by Hill. Passes over the right-hand side and then into Rachel Fair. Loses the handle on it. It'll be Brashear's ball. Bevere takes her first timeout. 3:31 left in the first period of play. Bevere with the advantage, 4-0. on the floor for the Tigers is the starting lineup of Slavin, Woods, Ladwig. Hill with the ball on the right-hand wing. She squares up and takes her shot. No good. Foul called on Brittany Smith. That should be her second foul. It'll be Bashir ball out of bounds into the basket. Slavin will inbound it for the Tigers. She kicks it out to Hill on the left-hand corner. She dribbles into the lane and takes a shot. It's up, and it's an air ball. Bevere with the rebound. Ashenfelter will bring it across the timeline, covered by Hill. Pass into the lane, but Bevere can't keep a handle on it. Slavin with the steal. Woods will bring it back the other way. She brings it across the timeline on the right-hand side, throws it out of bounds. Actually, it's kicked by Ashenfelter, so it should be Bashir's ball. Slavin will inbound it on the far side. Slavin inbounds it to Hill, the right-hand corner. She dribbles it out the right wing, out to Woods, top of the key. Sets the offense over to Hill on the right wing. Dribbles around the horn. In the paint to Ladwig, but Ladwig can't hold on to it. Bevere with the steal. Ashenfelter will bring it back the other way. Coming across the timeline, she dribbles over the left wing, back to top of the key. Steal by Adrian Mountain. She'll bring it the other way. Passes it out to Slavin. Over to Woods. She takes a long shot for two. Rebound Tigers shot. Not sure who made the shot, but they were fouled. Looks like it's Jesse Hill. Foul is on number 21, Caitlin Toley. It's her first foul. Hill's first shot is on its way. No good. Hill's second shot is on the way. No good. Ashenfelter with the rebound from Bevere. She brings it back the other way, covered by Hill. Dribbles over the right wing, passes into the lane, into the right block. Shot is up. No good. Slavin with the rebound. She hands it off to Woods. Cassie Woods, she brings it the other way across the line over the right-hand corner. Right-hand wing, back to Hill in the corner, into Slavin at the right blocks. Takes a dribble, and her shot is a little too strong, no good. Ashenfelter will bring it the other way for Bevere. Her pass into the paint is a shot. Slavin with the rebound, and she's fouled. Foul is the third foul on Brittany Smith. Slavin will inbound it for the Tigers. Hill will bring it the other way. She comes across the timeline over the right wing. Backs out with the ball. Passes it back out to Cassie Woods, who will bring it around the horn. Into Slavin at the left block. She turns and shoots. Her shot is up and good. 1 minute 20 seconds left in the first period of play. Bevere with the advantage, 4-2. Ashenfelter brings it across the timeline, top the key, passes it over the right wing for an open shot, but it's an air ball. Ball will go out of bounds. It should be the Tiger ball. Slavin will inbound it to the Tigers. Hands it off to Cassie Woods. Brings it the other way. Trots across timeline over the left wing. Hands it off to Woods, into Slavin at the left blocks. Her shot is up and short. Bevere with the rebound. Ashenfelter brings it across the timeline at the top of the key, passes it over the right blocks, pass into the paint, is up and no good. Ball goes out of bounds. Slavin for the Tigers will inbound it to Cassie Woods, who bring it the other way. 38 seconds left in the first period. 4-2, Bevere with the advantage. Woods brings it across the timeline, dribbles over the left wing into Hill, the left corner. She passes it into Slavin, her shot is up and no good. Ladwig with the rebound, her shot is good and she's fouled. foul is on number two, Chandra Shervington. It's her first foul. Ladd will go to the line for the Tigers. We're all knotted up at 4-4 with 26 seconds left in the first period. Shot is up and good. Bashir with his first lead of the game. Ashenfelder will bring the ball back the other way with 23 seconds left in the first period. Dribbles over the right-hand side, passes in at number 13. Loses the handle on Adrian Mountain with the steal. She hands it off to Cassie Woods with 13 seconds left in the first period. She brings it the other way. Dribbles over the right-hand side into Slavin, whose shot is well short. Bevere with the rebound. Time expires in the first period of play. Bashir leading it 5-4. At the beginning of the second period, Bashir is leading 5-4. Taking the floor for the Tigers is Jesse Hill, Cassie Woods, Caroline Slavin, Ashley Collip, and Emily Ladwig. Bevere brings the ball down. Ashenfelder dribbles it around to the top of the key, covered by Hill. She dribbles it around to the baseline. Jump ball is called. Be Bashir's ball. Slavin will inbound it for the Tigers. She hands it off to Jesse Hill. Bring it the other way. Hill dribbles over the left wing. Hands it off to Cassie Woods. He dribbles around the baseline into Slavin. But it's a jump ball. Bevere will bring it the other way. Ashenfelder walks it across the timeline, covered by Hill. Dribbles over to the right-hand side. Just about loses the handle on it. Passes it into the lane. Slavin with the steal. Cassie Wood has the ball, hands it off to Jesse Hill, walks across the timeline to the top of the key. Dribbles over the left-hand side, over to Cassie Woods. Legal screen is called on Slavin. It's her first foul. Bevere's ball in front of the Bevere bench. Ashenfelder brings it across the timeline, covered by Hill. Dribbles up to the top of the key. Finds it into the lane. But she's covered. Passes, an errant pass, goes across the timeline. There's an over and back call against Bevere. It'll be Tigers ball on the far sideline. Slavin will inbound it for the Tigers. Passes it off to Hill. Rule one, make sure the person you're throwing the ball to is watching you. Woods wasn't watching it. Got away from the Bevere's ball. They dribbled down to the other end. Foul called against the Tigers. It's on number 10. Cassie Wood, it's her first foul. Be Bevere's ball under the basket. Pass into the left wing. Cassie Wood with the steal. She'll bring it the other way. Dives it coast to coast, and she's fouled. Cassie Woods will go to the line and shoot two. 4:36 left in the first half. Bashir with the advantage, 5-4. Alexis Harrelson looking to come in after this first shot. Woods' first shot is on the way. It's up and no good. Harrelson comes in for Collip. Woods' second shot is on the way, and it's in and out. Bevere with the rebound, and they'll bring it the other way. Ashenfelder brings it across the timeline, covered by Hill, around the horn to the right, drives the baseline, passes it off, but she's fouled, passes off to number 20, Rachel Fair, and she's fouled in the act of shooting by Slavin. Should be her second foul. Fair will go to the line for Bevere. Fair's first shot is up and no good. Fair's second shot is up and in. But she came over the line, so the shot was no good. Carmen Woods comes in for Slavin. She'll inbound the ball for the Tigers. She hands it off to Jesse Hill, who walks it up across the timeline to the top of the key. She has an opening and drives over. Took a look at driving the lane, but then backed it out on the left-hand side. Passed it back to Cassie Woods, top of the key. Dribbles it around the right wing into the baseline for a nice, open, easy shot, but she missed it. Bevere with the rebound. Ashenfelder will bring it the other way for the Wildcats. Dribbles across the line, just about lose the handle on it. Jump ball called. Bieber Shear's ball. Carmen Woods will inbound it for the Tigers. She hands it off to Jesse Hill, who will bring it across the timeline for the Tigers. Passes it over to Cassie Woods on the right wing. Nice screen set by Emily Ladwig. Pass into Ladwig. She's fouled. Ladwig will go to the line and shoot two. .342 left in the first half. 5-4, Brashear with the advantage. Foul on number 10, Stephanie Ashenfelder. That's her first foul. Ladwig's shot is up and in and out. Ladwig's second shot, it's on the way, and it bounces off the front of the rim. Bevere with the rebound. On the rebound, there was a foul called on Carmen Woods. That's her first foul. Timeout called by the Tigers. 3:41 left in the first half. Brashear with the advantage, 5-4. Three team fouls on the Tigers. 17 fouls on Bevere. Be Bevere's ball out of bounds. Ashenfelder will bring it back the other way for the Bevere. She dribbles over the left-hand wing, looks to pass it in, gets it over the right-hand side to an open number 11. That would be Brittany Smith, and she nails it. Jesse Hill will bring it the other way. She comes across the timeline, dribbles over the right wing to baseline, looks to get it in to Ladwig. Can't quite do it. Passes it back out to Cassie Woods. She dribbles out the right-hand wing and then turns around and drives it back in. Kicks it back out to Jesse Hill. Nice screen set by Emily Ladwig. Pass back into Ladwig. Open Ladwig, and her shot is up and good. They've run that play before, and it's worked both times. 7-6 Brashear with the advantage. Ashenfelder takes it around the right-hand corner. Kicked out of bounds by Cassie Woods. Should be Bevere's ball. Front of the Tiger bench. .252 left in the half. 7-6 Brashear with the advantage. Shervington will inbound it for Bevere. Pass into the lane, but the big girl Caitlin totally loses the handle on it, goes down to the ground, jump ball with Emily Ladwig. Bavaria will inbound it. She inbounds it over to the right-hand wing. Shot is up and short. Carmen Woods with the rebound. Jesse Hill will bring the ball the other way. Brings it across the timeline to the right wing. Ladwig with that nice screen again. Pass. Oh, she wanted to bring it in to Ladwig. Couldn't get it done this time. That's Cassie Woods. She dribbles at the free throw line. Shoots up. No good. Ladwig with the rebound. And she shoots. And it's no good. Rebound is... Rebound was Alexis Harrelson, but there was a foul call at Carmen Woods, so it would be Bevere's ball. Five team fouls now on the Tigers. Ashenfelder brings it across the timeline, top the key, dribbles around the horn to the left-hand side, looks to bring it in, kicks it back out to the left wing to number 13, Bessler, and she loses the handle on it. Carmen Cassie Woods with the steal. She scores with the easy layup. 9-6, Bashir with the advantage, 2 minutes left in the first half. Ashenfelder brings it across the timeline, dribbles over the right wing, passes it over to the left-hand side, but the shot is no good. Jesse Hill with the rebound, she brings it the other way for the Tigers. Dribbles over the right-hand line, screen set by Ladwig. Are they going to work this time? Nope. Back out to Cassie Wood. Back over to Jesse Hill, she passes it in to Ladwig, puts it on the floor for a dribble. And shoots. Shot is no good, but she's fouled. Ladwig will go to the line. Foul is called on number 13, Lindsay Basler. Bevere calls a timeout. That's Basler's first foul. On the floor for the Tigers, Jesse Hill. Caroline Slavin checks in for Carmen Woods, Emily Ladwig, Cassie Wood, and Adrian Mountain. Ladwig to the line for her free throws. First shot's up and nothing but net. Ten-six for sure with the advantage. The second shot's up on its way, and it's good as well. 1 minute, 35 seconds left in the first half. Ashenfelder will bring the ball the other way for Bevere. She dribbles the right-hand lane. Jesse Hill knocks the ball out of bounds. Be Bevere's ball in front of the Brashear bench. Cassie Wood with the steal, but she walks with it. The Bevere's ball in front of the Brashear bench. Inbound is to Ashenfelder. She passes over the left-hand wing. Shot's no good. Hill with the rebound. 1 minute, 16 seconds left in the first half. Hill dribbles it all across the timeline over the right wing. Screen set by Ladwig. Shot is no good. Adrian Mountain with the rebound over the left-hand side. She dribbles it out left wing back to Hill at the top of the key. She passes it over to Cassie Woods, right wing. Back to Hill, right corner. She squares up for a shot. It's no good. Bevere with the rebound. Passes it to Ashenfelder, who will bring it the other way, guarded by Hill. Dribbles over the right-hand side of the baseline. Pass into number 21, whose shot is no good. Rebound Bevere to Shervington. Her shot is no good, but she's fouled. Foul is on Slavin. That should be her third foul. Shervington's shot is no good. She'll have another shot to redeem herself. 40 seconds left in the first half. 11-6, Brashear with the advantage. Shervington's second shot is no good. Ladwick with the rebound. Hands it off to Jesse Hill, bring the ball across the timeline. Passes it over to Cassie, who dribbles over the right wing, back to Hill in the right corner. Hill dribbles it out the right wing, over to Cassie Woods. Crosscourt pass to Cassie Woods, back to Adrian Mountain, back to Woods, back to Hill in the right corner. Just about lost the handle on it. Slavin with the rebound. Hill squares up. Her shot's in and out. Cassie Woods with the rebounds over to the right-hand side. Her shot is up and no good. Time expires in the first half. Brashear with the advantage, 11-6. So the clock is reset for 8 minutes, and so we'll be back in a few with the second half of action in tonight's matchup between the Brashear Lady Tigers and the Bevier Wildcats. It's either three or five on Bevier. I can't exactly tell. Got some lights burned out. I think that must be five. On the floor for the Tigers are Slavin Mountain, Cassie Woods, Emily Ladwig, and Jesse Hill. Mountain will bring it the other way. Dribbles across the timeline to the right-hand side. Hands it off to Cassie Woods. He dribbles to the right wing. Pass into Hill at the right block. Her shot is up and good. Nice-looking shot. Ashenfelder will bring it the other way for Bevier. 20-12, Brashear with the advantage. Ashenfelder dribbles over the right-hand side, down to the baseline. Looks to throw it in. Gets it across. Three-second lane called on Fair. Be Brashear's ball. 3 minutes left in the game. Mountain will bring it the other way for the Tigers. She brings it across the timeline, dribbles over the right-hand side, back to Woods. Right wing. Screen set by Jesse Hill. She dribbles into the right-hand blocks. Kicks it back out to Jesse Hill, but Hill can't hold on to it. It goes out of bounds. The Bevere's ball in front of the Brashear bench. Tolley comes into the game for Fair. Tolley is a big seventh grader. Ashenfelder will bring the ball the other way for Bevere. She brings it across the timeline at the top of the key, dribbles around to the right-hand side. Passes it in the free throw line over to the seventh grader. They lose the handle on it. Just about goes across timeline back to back to Katie Tolley. She tries to pass across the lane, but jump ball situation. Bevere will inbound it under the basket. Passes over to Ashenfelder, who drives into the right hand blocks. Nice looking shot, but it's no good. The Brashear with the rebound. Jesse Hill will bring the ball the other way. Dribbles over the right-hand side, hands it off to Cassie Wood, the right wing. Dribbles it into the lane, but a little awkward and gets caught in the jump ball situation. Brashear will retain possession, though. Cassie Woods will inbound it for the Tigers. 2 minutes left in the game, 20-12. Brashear with the advantage. Inbound pass is kicked out. Looks like Brashear will keep possession of the ball. Inbound is Jesse Hill on the right-hand side. Dribbles it out to the right wing. Hands it off to Cassie Wood. Cassie Woods will dribble around to the baseline. But knocked out of bounds by number 13, Lindsay Bassler. Brashear will retain possession. Slavin will inbound it for the Tigers. 1 minute, 59 seconds left in the game. Slavin inbounds it to Jesse Hill on the left-hand blocks. Her shot is no good, but she gets her own rebound. Dribbles it back out to the left wing. Into Slavin. Back to Jesse Hill. coach calls a timeout. 1 minute, 47 seconds left in the game. Brashear with the advantage, 20-12. To 18 fouls on the Tigers. Pretty sure that's five on the Deer. On the court for the Tigers are Slavin, Hill, Mountain, Ladwig, and Cassie Woods. Slavin inbounds it to Hill, dribbles over the left wing, but then kicks it back out to Cassie Woods, brings it to the top of the key, around the horn to the right-hand side, back to a streaking Hill, but it's kicked out of bounds by Viviers, so it should be Brashear's ball. Slavin will inbound it for the Tigers. Inbound to Cassie Woods, but Cassie can't hold on to it. Be Bevere's ball. Ashenfelder will bring it the other way. Brings it across the timeline to the right-hand side. Slavin with shot. Slavin is no good, but Slavin with the rebound. Cassie Woods will bring it the other way. Nice-looking shot by Tolley. She's in a good position, but it just was in and out. Woods brings over the right-hand side, back to Hill, the right-hand corner, into Ladwig at the right blocks. She looks to get it to Slavin, but Cassie Woods gets the ball, and her shot is no good. 59 seconds left in the game. Ashenfelder brings it across the timeline, dribbles over the right-hand side, passes it in the paint. Shot is up and good, and it'll count. Foul is on Emily Ladwig. That will probably be her fifth. It is her fifth. Carmen Woods in for Ladwig. 51 seconds left in the game. To the line for Bevere is number two, Chandra Shervington. Her first shot is away and no good. Bevere with the rebound. Shot from the right-hand side is no good, but Bevere with the rebound. Brashear cannot seem to get anything. They lose handle of the ball, and Cassie Woods with the rebound. She dribbles it up the right-hand wing, kicks it back to Jesse Hill in the right-hand corner, dribbles it around the horn over to Cassie Woods on the left-hand side, back to Jesse Hill to the left-hand corner, into Slavin. Same shot, going the other way, but it's too strong. Just about goes out of bounds, but Bevere with the rebound. Ashenfelder brings it across the other way, dribble to the right-hand side, 2 seconds left, shot is no good. And that's it. Time expires. Brashear wins it, 20-14. Timekeeper resets the clock for 12 minutes. And so we'll be back in a few for the boys' game. 20 seconds left in the first period. Schoenberdine dribbles it into the top of the key, passes it over the right-hand wing. Shot into the paint, kicks it back out to Schoenberdine. Will that shot go again? Nope, not all good this time. Hazen with the rebound. He brings it the other way in a hurry. Coast to coast. His shot is no good. Time expires. So at the end of one, it's Brashear leading it 18-8. Coach is obviously not too happy with French's defense in this matter. Taking the court for the Tigers are Woods, Anderson, Ambrosic, Kale Watson, Jacob Owens. Schoenberdine bring the ball to the top of the key, passes it over the right-hand wing, back out to Smith, top of the key, over to Schoenberdine on the left-hand side, and he's fouled by Anderson. Bevere's ball out of bounds on the other side. Schoenberdine walks it across the timeline. Pass it over to Smith, whose ball is long. And Berger gets a rebound. He brings it across the timeline. Heads it right to Owens. Owens loses the handle on it. It'll be Bevere's ball. Inbound to Smith. Smith over to Schomerdine. Schomerdine brings it across the timeline over the right-hand side. Brings it around the horn. Shoots a long one right into the hands of number two, Kress. Back out to Jones. His long shot from the left wing position. Back to Teeter. His shot's no good. Brashear with the rebound. Ambrosia brings it coast to coast. His shot is no good. Anderson with the rebound. Right into the hands of Bevere. Schomerdine will bring the ball the other way. Coach is telling Schomerdine to slow it down. 18-8. Brashear with the advantage. 4:54 left in the game. Cross court pass to French. His shot is up and no good. Kale Watson with the rebound. He hands it off. He hands it off to Kale Watson, who dribbles the top of the key, passes it over to Anderson on the right wing. Cross-court pass to Ambrosia, but it's a little high. Goes out of bounds in front, right there in front of the Bevere bench. Bevere bring the ball the other way. Teeter cross-court passes it to Schomerdine. Pass over back to Teeter on the right-hand side. His shot is up and no good. Ball bounces around, rattles around a little bit. Ambrosia ends up with the ball. Kale Watson will bring it the other way. 4:18 left in the half. Kale Watson dribbles it in the top of the key over to Anderson on the right-hand side. He brings it around, loses the handle on it, goes out of bounds, but Brashear will retain possession of the ball. Shipman and Hazen will come back in for Brashear. Owen and Anderson will come out for the Tigers. Kale Watson shoots from, hits, no good, but he gets his own rebound. Looks to inbound at Shipman. Get it into Shipman with Bevere with the steal. They'll take it coast to coast, but then loses the handle on it, goes down, and jump ball called. Not Anderson, it's Josiah Belzer that's in for the Tigers. Kale Watson will bring the ball the other way. Comes across the timeline, top of the key, passes it over to Hazen on the left-hand side. His shot just inside the arc is no good. Jones with the rebound for Bevere. Pass forward to Teeter on the right wing. Cross court over to the left-hand side to Jones. His shot from just inside the arc is no good, but Bevere with the rebound on the right block. They kick it out to the right corner. Shot is short, and Shipman with the rebound. He brings it the other way himself. Comes across the timeline, hands it off over to Hazen at the top of the key. Pass over to Kale Watson in the right corner. Back out to Hazen. Over to Ambrosia on the left-hand side. His shot is no good. Kale Watson with the rebound on the right-hand side. His shot is good. 3:10 left in the second period. 28 for sure with the advantage. Smith will bring it the other way. Shipman with the steal, but right in the hands of Teeter. And he kicks it ahead for an easy layup for Bevere. Kale Watson will bring it the other way for the Tigers. Walks it across the timeline to the top of the key. Passes it over to Ambrosia in the left-hand corner, but he can't handle the pass. Out of bounds, Bevere's ball. Furtig comes in for Josiah. Schomerdine brings the ball back across the timeline. Passes it ahead to Teeter. Cross-court pass over to Smith. His shot on the left wing is no good. Bevere with the rebound. And Kress with the Kress has the ball for Bevere. His shot is no good, but he's fouled. So Kress will go to the line, shoot two. Brashear with the advantage. 2:30 left in the half. Kress's first shot is on the way and is no good. Kress's second shot is on its way. Little to the left. Furtig with the rebound. He hands it off to Hazen, who will bring it across the timeline for the Tigers. Pass over to Furtig on the right-hand side. Back out to Hazen, over to Ambrosia on the left-hand side to Kale Watson, whose shot is no good. He gets his own rebound back to Hazen at the free throw line after Furtig. The right wing, his shot is no good. Shipman with the rebound. No good. Kale Watson with the rebound, but there's a foul called on number 11, Andrew French. So it'll be Brashear's ball out of bounds. Hazen will inbound it for the Tigers. Maz, it's Vertigo on the right-hand side into Hazen, who will bring it back out to the top of the key. Passes to Ambrosia on the left-hand side. Back to Hazen, the top of the key, over to Furtig on the right-hand side. He dribbles towards the lane, but kicks it back out to Hazen for an open shot. No good. Bevere with the rebound. Kale Watson with the steal, but it goes out of bounds. It'll be Bevere's ball. 1 minute, 47 seconds left in the half. 20-10, Brashear with the advantage. Inbound to Smith. He loses the handle out to Ambrosia, kicks it ahead to Kale Watson, two on one, but right into the hands of Smith. Foul called on Shipman. 1 minute, 37 seconds left in the half. Second foul on Shipman. Bevere will inbound the ball to Smith. To Schumberdine. Brings it across the timeline over the right-hand side. Kicks it over to Teeter on the right wing. Cross first pass to Jones on the left side. His pass is in and out, or his shot is in and out. Rebound Bevere. Shot's no good. Shipman with the rebound. He'll take it coast to coast. Right, though, into the hands of Kress. Kress hands it off to Schumberdine. He'll walk across the timeline to the top of the key. Passes it over to Teeter on the right-hand side. Back to Kress in the right corner. He looks to drive the baseline, but loses the handle on it. Shipman with the rebound ahead to Ambrosia, on up to Hazen, whose shot is no good. Schumberdine with the rebound, and he'll bring it the other way. 44 seconds left in the half. Over to Teeter on the right-hand side. Shot into the paint, or pass into the paint. No good. Bevere with the rebound. Jones' shot is no good. Ambrosia with the rebound. Jump ball called. 30 seconds left in the half. 20-10, Brashear with the advantage. Be Bevere's ball right in front of the Brashear bench. Schumberdine over to Teeter. Pass into the paint. Brashear knocks it out, but right in the hands of Bevere. Ball's out of bounds. It'll be Bevere's ball. 21 seconds left in the half. French will inbound it to Teeter on the left-hand side. He just kicks it out to Jones, but loses the handle on it. Hazen with the steal up to Ambrosia for the two-point layup. It's good. Schumberdine passes it ahead. Tipped by Brashear to Jones, up ahead to Teeter. His shot is no good. Jones gets the rebound, and his shot is good. Time expires in the half. Brashear leads it 22-12. Four team fouls on the Tigers, one on Bevere. All right, here we go. Beginning of the fourth and final period. Taking the floor for the Tigers are Shipman, Kale Watson, Kylie Watson, Anderson, and Furtig. It'll be Bevere's ball. French inbounds it to Schumberdine, who walks it up the top of the key, passes it over to Teeter on the left-hand side. Teeter with close coverage gets it over to Smith, whose shot for three is no good. French puts it back up, and he's fouled. The foul is on Jacob Shipman, and that's his fourth. French's first shot is in and out. French's second shot's on the way, and it's bounces off with Chipman with the rebound. He'll bring it across the timeline over to Cale Watson at the right wing. He dribbles back to the top of the key, passes it over to Anderson. He drives the baseline, kicks it back out to Cale Watson. His shot is no good. Bevier with the rebound. Schoenberdine passes it ahead, but Fertig with the steal. Drives the left, blocks, pulls up for a 10-foot jump shot, and it's good. Brashear with the pressure defense. Fertig with the steal. His shot is in and out. Brashear with the rebound. Foul called on Cale Watson. 14 fouls on the Tigers. It'd be Bevere's ball out of bounds under the basket. Inbound to Smith. Over to Schoenberdine. He loses the handle on it. The jump ball situation. 5 minutes left in the fourth period. 38-26 for Brashear. Cale Watson will inbound it for the Tigers. Inbound to Fertig. Takes the top of the key back to Cale Watson, right-hand wing, back to Anderson, the right corner. His shot, 15-foot jump shot, is good. 40-26, Brashear with the advantage. Inbound to Smith. Sends it ahead into the waiting hands of French. His shot is good. Kress, that is. Keep getting French and Kress mixed up. Cale Watson brings it across the timeline to the top of the key. Loses the handle on it to Schoenberdine. Schoenberdine's going to take it coast to coast, but his shot's too strong. Cale Watson with the rebound. He sends it ahead to Shipman for the easy layup that isn't so easy. Fertig gets it back, though, and his shot is no good. Shipman gets it, and his shot is no good, but he's fouled, and he'll go to the line and shoot two. Foul is on Brandon Smith. That's his first foul. 4 minutes left in the game. 40-28, Brashear with the advantage. Josiah Belzer comes in for Kylie Watson. Shipman's first shot is good. Sets up now for his second shot. And it is good as well. So with 4 minutes, 13 seconds left in the game, Brashear leads it 42-28. Inbounds is to Schoenberdine. He passes it over to Smith, who kicks it out of bounds. It'll be Brashear's ball. Fertig will inbound it for the Tigers on the far side. Fertig inbounds it to Cale Watson. Schoenberdine knocks it out of bounds. Fertig inbounds it to Josiah Belzer, who dribbles it around to the right-hand side. Looks to inbounds it to Shipman. That kicks it back to Cale Watson, top of the key, back over to Belzer. I'm sorry, that's Anderson. Kicks it back out to Cale Watson, top of the key, back over to Anderson on the right-hand side. Back out to Cale Watson, drives the lane. Ball rattles around a little bit. Bevere comes up with it. Smith will bring it across the line for the Wildcats. He hands it off to Schoenberdine. Over to Teeter. Into the paint to Kress, and his shot is no good. Cale Watson with the rebound. He'll bring the ball the other way. Dribbles up the top of the key. Passes it over to Anderson on the right wing. Back out to Cale Watson. Back over to Anderson. Looking to get it in to Shipman. But back out to Cale Watson over to Fertig, the left-hand corner. His shot is nothing but net. So with 3 minutes and 8 seconds left, Brashear leads at 44-28. Schoenberdine comes out for Bevere. Teeter hands it off to Smith. He brings it across the timeline. But Fertig steals it in the hands of Thomas up to Hazen, and his layup is good for two. Sevier brings it the other way. Teeter brings it across the timeline, throws it ahead to Crest, but it's a little too strong. Out of bounds will be Brashear's ball. Thomas brings it across the timeline for the Tigers over to Hayes on the right-hand side. He drives the block, kicks it back out to Thomas, dribbles in the free-throw line, shoots. His shot is no good, but Hayes with the rebound. Back over to Thomas at the top of the key. Back over to Hazen, right-hand side. He looks to get it into Shipman, but kicks it back out to Thomas. Smith with the steal, drives it into the paint, and his shot is up and good. Hazen will take the ball the other way, drives it on the right-hand side to the baseline. His shot is a little short. Shipman with the rebound. His shot is no good. Fertig with the rebound. Back to Shipman with the next rebound, and Shipman puts it in. 2 minutes left in the game, 48-30. Brashear with the advantage. Smith will bring the ball the other way for Bevere. Across the timeline, coast to coast. Thomas kicks it out of bounds. Hazen and Shipman coming out. Jacob Owen and Josiah Bells are in for the Tigers. Inbound to a new player, 31, David Cole. Kicks it out to Teeter at the top of the key over to Smith, right hand, right wing. He sets up for three, a little too strong, but French with the rebound, he puts it up. Shot is good, and he's fouled. Foul is on Cale Watson. And that's his third foul. French's first shot is on its way, and it's a little too strong. Owen with the rebound. He kicked it back to Josiah Belzer. He hands it off to Cale Watson, dribbles to the top of the key. Over to Thomas, left wing, dribbles around to Fertig on the right-hand wing. His shot is nothing. It's an air ball. Cale Watson kicks it back right in the hands of a Bevere player. Sloppy play there, but Smith has it on the top of the key, but tipped out of bounds by Thomas. Bevere will retain possession on the far side. French inbounds it to Teeter. Back to French on the right hand side. 15-foot jump shot's good. 1 minute left in the game, 48-34. Thomas will bring the ball back the other way. Dribbles across timeline over to Cale Watson, back to Thomas, over to Fertig on the left-hand side, back to Thomas, over to Cale Watson on the right-hand side, back to Thomas, back to Cale Watson, and his shot is good. Almost three-point, but not quite. 44 seconds left in the game, 50-34, Brashear with the advantage. Woods in the game and Ambrosia in the game for the Tigers. Smith brings the ball across the timeline for Bevere. Top of the key. Pass over to Teeter. Cross-court pass. Knocked out of bounds by Brashear, so it'll be Bevere's ball. Timeout by Brashear. Looks like Brashear will send in his reserves now. With 36 seconds left in the game. Okay, so in the game now, we got Jake Sweet. Cody Hayden, Matt Edwards, Aaron Hart, and Jeremy Clay. I'm going to have trouble remembering all these names. I can see that's inbound to Smith for Bevere. His shot is up and good. 31 seconds left in the game. Clay will bring the ball back the other way for Brashear. Across the timeline, over to Jake Sweet. Back to Clay at the top of the key. Over to Sweet. He loses the handle on it. Goes out of bounds. It'll be Bevere's ball. 18 seconds left in the game. 50-36 Brashear with the advantage. Brashear takes another timeout. Looks like they're going to send in some more reserves. Coach giving everybody a chance to play tonight. Hunter Higgins and Daniel Smith and Anthony Chambers in for the Tigers. Smith will bring the ball across midcourt. Pass it over the right-hand wing. Back to Smith, top of the key. Over to Teeter on the left-hand side. Back out to Smith, top of the key. He'll drive the lane. His shot is up and a little too strong. Bevere with the rebound. French's shot is good. And that's the ball game. Brashear wins it. 40-38. I'm sorry, 50-38. I stand corrected by my able assistant. Thanks for joining us. As I said earlier, if you listen to this broadcast and enjoyed it or have some comment, be sure to send us an email and let us know. My email is jslavin@marktwain.net. And that's it for the evening. Thanks for joining us. Goodbye.